cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It will be Van Buren's ball to start this second half as the two teams switch sides. Pointers will be moving right to left for these last two quarters. Brandon Miller inbound the ball, getting into Trevor Day. We're back underway. Day across the half-court stripe. That's home once again in a man-to-man. Ball goes over to Estrada on the right side. Up top to Miller. Miller drills to the left side. Now it gives up top to Estrada. Looked like the officials might have missed a travel call on Miller. Estrada dribbles to the left side, gives it there to Day. Now up top to Miller. Back over to Day. Now Day will dribble up toward the right side. Now it goes back to the top, gets there to Salisbury. Salisbury drills towards the low block. He's going to go in for the layup, off the glass and in. Avery Salisbury in double figures with 11 points. And Van Buren's leads back up to double figures, 27-16, as we are 43 seconds into the second half. Here's Ellison with on the right side, drills toward the elbow, kicks over to McGee on the left wing. McGee drills up to the top, gives it there to Proctor. Proctor drills to the left side, and he's going to go in for the running jumper. No good. Tabor gets offensive rebound. He goes back up. No good, but he draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line with 7:04 left in the third quarter. That foul is on Connor Myers. It's his second personal foul, team foul number one here in the second half against the Pointers. Dawson Tabor at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has yet to score in this game. Until there, he gets the first one. So one more free throw for Tabor to try to make it a single-digit margin once again. Tabor's second shot is up, and he gets both. His first 2 points of the night, 27-18, Van Buren up. About a minute into this second half. Here is Day with it up top. Gives over to Salisbury on the left side. He's going to try for the three-pointer, and he gets it. Well, Avery Salisbury is kind of playing lights out right now. He has 14 points. 30-18, Van Buren up with 6:46 left in the third quarter. Here's Ellison with it up top. Gives it there to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to dribble towards the left elbow. Gives it to McGee on the wing. Up top to Proctor. Proctor dribbles to the left side. Finds Gilbert cutting into the lane. Now kicks to Ellison in the right corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out. No good. And Myers gets the rebound for Van Buren. Salisbury throws it into the front court today. He's going to pull up for the three on the left side. It will not go. McGee gets the rebound. Kicks it out to Gilbert. Back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert quickly into the lane. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Good. Wyatt Gilbert with 12 points on the night. 30-20, Van Buren up. 6:12 left in the third quarter. Ball goes over to Estrada on the right side. Up top to Myers. Now Miller has it near the top. Over to Day. Down to Myers in the right corner. And he's going to pull up for the jumper. And he gets it. Connor Myers with 6 points on the night. 32-20, Van Buren leading it with 5:54 left in the third. Gilbert into the front court. Gives it to Ellison on the right side. Up top to Proctor. Proctor drills into the lane, tries to throw it to Tabor. It looks like they're going to say the ball was knocked away by Van Buren. It goes out of bounds on the baseline, and Mounts Home will inbound it underneath the basket with 5:43 left in the third. It is a 12-point pointer advantage. Ellison inbounds it to Wyatt Gilbert in the left corner. His three-pointer will not go. Day gets the rebound, and back come the pointers. He throws it to Estrada, who's quickly back the way, pulling up for the three on the right side. No good, and a foul is going to be called on Jake McGee. They're going to get him for over the back. Jake McGee picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the second half. 5:33, let's play in the third quarter. 32-20, Van Buren with the ball and the lead. Mason Walker checking in for the first time tonight for Mountain Home, replacing Jake McGee. Walker, a sophomore for the Bombers. Day inbound, and tries to inbound it to Miller. He does get on the low block, kicks it to Myers in the paint. His jumper rolls around and falls in. Connor Myers with 8 points on the night. 34-20, Van Buren up. 5:22 left in the third quarter. Gilbert drilling toward the top. Throws over to Proctor on the right side. Proctor drills toward the elbow. Gives it to Ellison at the left elbow. His jumper will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Day. Back on the pointers, leading by 14. Salisbury across the timeline. Finds Myers for another jumper. This one will not go. Gets his own rebound. Kicks it out to Day. On the left wing. Now he'll dribble up to the top. Less than 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Day dribbling to the right side now. Finds Miller cutting into the lane for the layup. It will not go. Tabor gets the rebound. Back comes Mountain Home. Tabor will get it to Gilbert, who gets it into the front court. He's going to drill to the left side, gives it there to Proctor on the wing. Proctor's going to drill into the lane, going in for the layup. It will not go, and Salisbury gets a rebound. Back comes Van Buren. Salisbury quickly into the front court. 4.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Ball goes to Myers. Finds Miller on the low block for the layup, off the glass and in. Brandon Miller with 10 points, and Josh Fulcher is going to call another timeout on that Mountain Home sideline. So we'll break with 4:23 left to play in the third quarter. It is Van Buren leading Mountain Home 36-20. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Arkansans appreciate community. We work and raise families, care for our neighbors, and come together in good times and bad. At First Security, that local strength is what we love best about our home state. There's commitment here, and heart, and hope. That's Arkansas strong. Thanks to everyone who is standing together, learning from one another, and making Arkansas a place we all love to call home. We're proud to be your community bank. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Mount Home taking the timeout with 4:23 left to play in the third quarter. They trail Van Buren 36-20. Mount Home with two full timeouts left now. With both they're completely out of 30s. Van Buren with all five of theirs remaining. Here's Wyatt Gilbert into the front court. Throws over to Proctor on the left side. Takes a screen from Walker. Goes to the top. Gives it there to Tabor. Tabor will drill toward the right side. Gives it there to Gilbert. Gilbert takes a screen from Tabor. Now throws up top to Walker. Over to McGee on the left. McGee's going to drill down toward the low block. Kicks out to Walker on the wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Now Proctor gets offense rebound. Throws it to Tabor in the paint. Back out to Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert drills to the free throw line. Pulls up for the jumper. No good. And the ball goes out of bounds. Are they going to say? They're going to say it was partially blocked by Van Buren. And Mountain Home will keep possession as the ball goes out of bounds. 36-20, Bombers trail Van Buren with 3:51. Let's play in the third quarter. McGee will inbound the ball to Wyatt Gilbert near the right corner. Gilbert's going to drill to the low block, kicks it to McGee in the left corner, near to the top to Proctor. Proctor dribbles on the left wing, takes a screen from Tabor. Now he's going to go down towards the low block. Now finds McGee near the right corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Jake McGee with his first 3 points of the night. 36-23, Van Buren up. Back quickly come the pointers. Here's Estrada throwing it up top to Miller. Miller's going to pull up for the leaning three-pointer, and he gets it. Brandon Miller with 13 points on the night. That's all. Boy, Van Buren just seems to have an answer for everything every time Mount Tom gets something. Here's McGee with it. Throws it down to Tabor on the low block. Puts up the hook shot. His basket counts, and he is fouled. Dawson Tabor will go to the line for the three-point play with 3:10 left to play in the third quarter. That foul's on Trevor Day. That's his second personal foul. Team foul number two against Mountain Home here. I mean, against Van Buren here in the second half. So Dawson Tabor back to the free throw line, where so far he is 2 of 2 with 4 points. He misses this free throw, though, and the rebound comes to the pointers. Here is Day into the front court for Van Buren. He dribbles to the left side. 39-25, pointers up. With about 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Here's Salisbury up top. Drills to the right side. Tries to find Estrada. Cutting into the lane. Ball was knocked away, but Van Buren's able to keep possession. And Salisbury pulls up for another three-pointer, and he gets it. Wow. 17 points on the night for Avery Salisbury. It's a 42-25 Van Buren advantage. 2:40 left to play in the third quarter. Ball goes over to Proctor on the left wing. He's going to drill to the low block. Tries to throw it to Walker. He mishandles the pass, but Tabor's there to get it. Now Proctor has it on the left corner. He drills out to the wing. Gives it up top to Tabor. Tabor drills toward the right side. Finds Gilbert there. Cutting toward the corner. Back to Tabor. Back to Gilbert on the wing. Gilbert drills toward the free throw line. Throws it to Walker up top. Over to McGee on the left side. He just has it knocked out of his hands and stolen by Trevor Day. Back quickly comes Van Buren. Day will now pull it up and set up the offense. 2:06 left to play in the third quarter. It's a 17-point pointer advantage. Ball goes down on a low block to Salisbury. He puts up the turnaround jumper. Will not go. And the rebound comes to Dawson Tabor. Back comes Mountain Home. Wyatt Gilbert quickly into the front court. He finds Proctor in the right corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Luke Proctor with 5 points on the night. 42-28, Van Buren up. Back quickly comes Salisbury. He's going to drill down into the lane. Pull up for the jumper. Bounces around. Does not go. Tabor gets the rebound. And once again, back on the Bombers. Gilbert into the front court. Finds McGee on the right side. He's going to pull up for another three-pointer. Good! Jake McGee with 6 points. And now Van Buren's going to call their first timeout of the night. We'll break with a minute and a half left to play in the third quarter. It is Van Buren leading Mountain Home 42-31. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you thinking you've missed the window of opportunity for a record low home mortgage or a refi? At Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, the window is still wide open. Plus, we've got friendly hometown home loan experts to help you. Call Farmers and Merchants Bank or the Bank of Fayetteville and ask to speak to a mortgage specialist near you. Turn the window of opportunity into a new front door. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics provide excellence in orthopedic care by basing their practice on this philosophy. That's why you'll find state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment like the new magnetic resonance imaging machine at their clinic, and why you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome.
Knox Orthopedics continues to carefully follow prescribed COVID safety guidelines.
I'll tell you one thing about this Van Buren team. They don't turn the ball over a whole lot. When the Mountain Home last played them this past Saturday, only counted 5 turnovers in that game for the Pointers. So far tonight, Van Buren just has 3. Minute and a half left to play in this third quarter. Mountain Home has made a little bit of a comeback. They've cut it back to 11. 42-31, the Pointers are up. Kai Bickford's into the game for Mountain Home. He checked in during the timeout. Here's Trevor Day dribbling on the left side. Finds Miller on the low block. He puts up the jumper over Proctor, and he gets it. 15 points on the night for Brandon Miller. 44-31, Van Buren up. 106 left to play in the third quarter. Here's Proctor with on the right side. Throws it up top to Dewey. Dewey will dribble to the left wing. Gives it there to Bickford. Bickford's going to drill down into the lane. Kicks out to McGee. Out to Proctor on the left wing. Or right wing, that is. He's going to drill into the lane. His jumper will not go, and the rebound comes to Miller. 50 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Pointers with the ball up by 13. Here is Salisbury with it near the top. He'll take the screen from Myers. Now goes over to the left side. He's going into the lane, going up for the layup. Looked like it was partially blocked, but it still fell in. It was partially blocked, hit the rim a few times, and fell in. Well, Avery Salisbury is just having quite the night. He now has, I believe, 19 points. Here is 26 seconds left to play in this third quarter as Proctor has it on the left wing. It's a 15-point Van Buren lead. Proctor drills toward the top, finds Dewey cutting into the lane, and he's going to put up the jumper over Salisbury. No good, and the rebound comes to the Pointers. 10 seconds left to play in the third. Here's Salisbury into the front court. Down to 5 seconds. Salisbury is going to pull up for the three-pointer, and it goes in. Oh, my goodness, with a hand right in his face, he's able to get that. Well, I'll tell you what, Salisbury just... he's just hot tonight. And that gives Van Buren an 18-point lead again to end the third quarter. After 24 minutes of play, Van Buren up on Mountain Home 49-31. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron and a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it, remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See agent Scott Tabor for more details.